Advances in technology are changing some of the basic questions doctors ask when treating cancer.
Does it matter if it's breast or lung or colon or leukemia? Should we be treating tumors based on their mutations and not on their tissue of origin?
Dr. Stan Lipkowitz of the National Cancer Institute is among the doctors across the country who are in the early stages of answering those questions. They're focusing on the genetic mutations thought to be driving someone's cancer rather than the place it started. For some patients in Charlotte, the results of this treatment have been remarkable, as WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
Lung cancer took a tremendous toll on Edwina Edgeworth. In about 2 years, she went from someone who ran 3 miles a day to someone who could barely stand.
I didn't have the strength in my legs to hold me up. They just felt like numb, felt like rubber, and I just couldn't stand on my own. I went about 2 weeks like that.
In the lobby of the Levine Cancer Institute in Charlotte, her son Ronnie says she's always been tough, but it was like watching her wither.
Seeing my rock, you know, my mom, you know, being so weak, it was very upsetting for me to see her going through that.
The cancer spread to her brain and liver. Her medicine stopped working, and another kind of treatment didn't help. About a year ago, Edgeworth joined a study that took a different approach. Doctors analyzed the genetics of her tumor and then took aim at a specific mutation. Now, Edgeworth is back on her feet, and her cancer is steadily shrinking.
Every time I go back, it's like it's shrunk a little bit more and a little bit more. And right now, it's just, it's cleared up pretty much in the lung. I just have something left in my liver.
It's a result that Dr. Edward Kim at the Levine Cancer Institute describes as amazing. He says this is the new era of research, combining genetic testing with drug development to target specific genetic markers. In simple terms, it's like finding the right key for a lock.
So now what we're seeing more and more of are these specific marker-targeted therapies where we measure the marker in the cancer, we have the therapy, and we see just dramatic changes. We see tumors even disappearing.
At UNC Chapel Hill's Leinberger Comprehensive Cancer Center, Dr. Junko Grilly-Olson has seen similar results.
It's encouraging when you see somebody whose cancer has failed to respond to sort of standard treatments and then have their cancer respond because you were able to select the treatment tailored to their cancer itself.
Gene-targeted therapy in itself isn't that new. Doctors have used it for certain kinds of cancer for about 15 years. But Dr. Grilly-Olson says the practice has ramped up in the past 5 or so years as gene sequencing technology has taken off.
Back in the 90s, there was the Human Genome Project where it took the better part of a decade to sequence one human's entire genome.
Think all of the DNA in one person decoded.
Now that can be done in a week, and can be done in a week for probably under $1,000.
That leap in technology and drop in cost means this is now an option for far more patients. It also means it's now much easier to identify mutations, even in rare cancers. But Dr. Stan Lipkowitz of the National Cancer Institute says researchers are still figuring out which mutations matter.
Do all cancers with a certain mutation respond to treatment targeting that? Or another possibility would be that lots of cancers have the same mutations. In some, they respond dramatically, in others, they may not.
In other words, just because you can find the right key for a lock, that doesn't mean opening the lock would help. The National Cancer Institute is launching a study this year to find more answers. It'll analyze genetic mutations in tumors from as many as 3,000 patients. At the Levine Cancer Institute in Charlotte, Dr. Kim says around 100 patients are in a gene-targeted study at any given time. They're usually the sickest patients. They've exhausted standard treatments, and the new approach often isn't the answer.
But even if you get one success out of 10, you've moved the needle personally for that patient, and that's going to encourage other investigators, the government, and companies to pay more attention to this therapy, this marker.
And there's another big advantage to this over traditional chemotherapy delivered through IVs. The gene-targeted medicines are often pills with very few side effects. Edwina Edgeworth's original medicine led to nasty blisters on her face and entire body. Since she switched to the gene-targeted drug,
I've had no side effects, close to normal life. Everything's been great, you know. I have no complaints.
Her cancer treatment now consists of one pill once a day. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.